The Acrasian Mountains were the tallest mountains Gift had ever seen. Even though he had lived near them for the last 5 years, he still marveled at their height and their power. Their faintly red rock made him feel as if he were at home, but their rounded peaks spoke of an age, a timelessness, that he hadn't seen anywhere else in the world. He stood outside the student's hut in the protector's village and waited for Mado. Dawn had just touched the tips of the mountains, the sunlight a pale yellow as it rose over the ancient peaks. It would take another hour before the light reached him. The village was quiet. Many of the shaman were already busy with their daily tasks. Others, the night guardians, slept. It had taken him almost a year to get used to the rhythms of the protectors. They gathered much of their food, and the rest was brought to them by the nearby Fey infantry garrison, a custom that was hundreds, perhaps thousands of years old. No commerce took place here. Protector's Village served two functions. It housed the shaman dedicated to guarding the place of power, and it gave the young apprentices a school of sorts, a place to train where they would be undisturbed by the outside world. 50 stone huts huddled on the plateau. They were round and made out of mountain rock. They had no windows and only one door. Some of the huts were built for several inhabitants, like the student's hut. Some were built for one person, a full-fledged shaman who had to, by rights, live alone. Gift wasn't a shaman yet, and he wouldn't be for a long time. He had decades of training ahead of him. Mado, his main teacher, believed that he could cut his training short because of the power of his magic, the unprecedented strength of his vision, but she was only guessing. There had never been an apprentice like Gift in the entire history of the Fey. His magic was unique, his heritage was unique, and because of those things, his future was uncertain. He rubbed his hands together in the early morning chill. Mado had instructed him to wear only his apprentice's robes. She was going to take him to the place of power, several years before most apprentices were ever taken. It was said that a goat herder found this cave and took his family inside. When they came out, they were Fey. Simply entering the cave did not create a Fey. There was magic in a place of power that, when tapped, altered everything. That much he knew without being taught. He had discovered a second place of power 15 years before and had lived in it for several weeks. There he had seen things he still did not comprehend, things that had changed his life forever. He would not be standing here if he hadn't lived in that place. He shifted from one bare foot to the other. His toes were growing cold. The bottoms of his feet had become hard from use. He rarely wore shoes. They were frowned upon by the shaman, but usually he was moving. He almost never stood still. Mado saw that as a flaw. She saw many things about him as flaws. He had been raised by adoptive parents who had no idea how to control his visionary magic, and he had used his talents in ways that the shaman here frowned upon. That his spells had been successful didn't matter, nor did the fact that with them he had saved hundreds of lives. That he had misused the magic was the important thing, the thing they wanted to corral in him. Wild magic, or so Mado called it. She said his wild magic and his impatience were his greatest faults. Until he had come here, he thought his wild magic was his greatest asset. He hadn't even known he was impatient until he had come to a place where time seemed to have stopped. There were no regular schedules as there had been when he lived in a Fey military camp, no rhythms as there had been when he lived in the rural areas of his homeland, Blue Isle. Here, the shaman went about their business as if they were being governed from within. He always felt at loose ends. He wanted to stay busy, although sometimes there was nothing to do. Mado said he had to get used to quiet. He thought that the most difficult thing of all. He glanced up the mountainside. The place of power was a morning's climb from the Protector's village. From here, he could see the silvery shimmer that marked the cave's entrance. His stomach jumped slightly. He had no idea how different this place of power would be from the one he discovered on Blue Isle. On Blue Isle, the place of power contained items from the Isle's main religion, Rokanism. But Rokanism wasn't practiced anywhere on this continent, known as Vion. Here, at the foundation of the Fae Empire, the word religion wasn't used at all. Finally, he saw the door to Mado's hut open. She stepped outside and sniffed the air as she always did, as if the faint fragrances on the breeze gave her information that Gift could never get. To him, all the smells were familiar. The dusty sharpness of the mountains themselves, the pungent odor of the sita plants that grew perennially behind the student's hut, the stench of the manure that he and the other students had spread on the communal garden just the night before. Nothing stood out, and nothing was unexpected.